Fairbank.
This is Ruben.
Hi, this is Crystal with Swift Equipment. I'm sorry I missed your call. I didn't know who you were.
Oh, no, no, not a problem. I don't think I wouldn't pick up the phone either. Nice to meet you, by the way. I'm working with Josh over at Rockport.
Yes, sir.
He asked, it's not, sir, it's just Ruben, by the way. He asked me to reach out to you because he's trying to purchase this compressor. And so, and I know you're trying to figure out, hey, look, I've quoted you, what's going on. So he's a current customer of ours. I worked with him a ton. There's kind of a few moving pieces on this transaction, but his business has been approved. My goal is to get him documents today and hopefully get this thing funded for you guys by tomorrow. That's the goal.
Tomorrow. So they're doing financing, pretty much.
Yes.
Okay. He said it'll be tomorrow.
That's the goal. That's what I think is realistic here, is to wire you by tomorrow. If he signs everything, literally, there's just a few different pieces of equipment on this order. That's what's causing the issue.
Yeah, the generator and the air compressor.
Would it help if he, like, sends you, like, a good faith deposit that you guys refund, or does it not matter if this is getting done tomorrow?
It's going to be funded tomorrow. This is Ruben from the bank. Here, again, my boss is
rectifying
me.
Oh, no worries. I was saying, I'm always trying to help on these situations. I work with dealers such as yourself all day long. So the goal that I would have is realistic is trying to get this funded by tomorrow.
Ruben.
Yes?
So it's not done. You're trying. Okay, so who are you with?
I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
So you're a lease financing company?
Correct.
So you don't have the approval. You don't have the down payment, and you don't have approval in writing from the lender.
No, we are a lender. We're a bank that does equipment.
You don't have approval done, money, down payment, paperwork process. You're trying to get it done by tomorrow. There's no guarantee, correct?
Of course not. No, I mean, the file's approved. I have to send them documents.
That's what I needed to know. I didn't know they didn't have any money.
I'm sorry?
I didn't know they were trying to finance it, and I've been holding it for over a week. So
okay.
I'm curious. I'll continue to hold it, but I don't. My secretary's very friendly and nice to everybody. But thing is I own the equipment and everything. I just like to be shot straight. You're trying to get it done, but worst case scenario, you would approve it. If there's a denial, you'll let us know, correct?
Yeah, the funding's approved. I literally was just calling to get an invoice and introduce myself. That's all I was doing.
So you need a revised invoice sent to you.
Yeah, well, I don't have one. I just have the pictures. So what I was going to do is I was going to send you over. I'm sorry?
You can send an email to Crystal and what you want done, and she'll get it turned around right away. Do you have her email address?
I do. What I was going to ask is, and I'm just trying to volunteer some information, would it be helpful if the customer wires you any money today as to hold the equipment, or no? Does it not really make any difference?
He sent me half down and buy him till that would put me at ease till Friday.
Oh, no. My goal is to get you money tomorrow.
Full payment tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the goal, yeah. But I'll let you know if anything comes up.
I don't know how you're able to do that. What's the name of your... Where are you out of?
I'm out of California.
Okay. Because if you're able to do that, I'm just curious. Because I got a ton of opportunities. And I make everybody pay cash, right? And when I ran the used equipment at the Cat Dealer, Cat Financial, you know, I didn't like doing it because people assume that they approved with Cat Finance, that they could just send something back on a used piece of equipment because it was financed through Cat. I quit doing the financing altogether because I made them pay cash, and that was that, whether they liked it or not. But I had a tremendous amount of opportunities. I probably lost $4 or $5 million in deals last year because guys couldn't get their money together. So I'd like to visit with you. What part of California are you in?
I'm in San Diego, but we're a nationwide lender. I help run our construction division.
Who are some of your bigger clients?
I do a lot of this in the stone industry. So people like Regent Stone Products and Racks and Brags, one of our clients. And I work with a lot of people that sell saws and CNC machines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I've bought a ton of those in auctions over the years. We send them to scrapyards. Okay. So, a typical loan like
What was your name, by the way?
I'm Josh Kramer with a K.
Kramer. All right. And Josh, just so you know, I don't want to put you off. I appreciate the time, but we're actually. I know Josh is the other Josh is actually a few hours ahead of you.
Get it done. Listen, call me tomorrow.
Bye. Not a problem. Let me take care of this, and if I run into any issues, I'll let you know. I'll be sending you an invoice, the Crystal invoicing instructions, and I'll copy the customer on it. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.